A word for you from Psalm 112, verse 2. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. This, of course, springs from the first verse, which refers to the fact that the person who both fears the Lord and delights in His commandments is blessed. We looked at last time how these two attitudes towards God, these two what seems to be diametrically opposite ways of living and thinking, are in fact in complete harmony if it's in the right place, fearing the Lord, therefore fearing nothing else, and at the same time delighting in His commandments, in other words, finding delight in the Lord Himself, because His commandments express what He is like, and that makes us to be like Him. Now look at the infectious nature of the man who is blessed. If you are fearing the Lord, delighting in His commandments, in other words, you're staying away from sin, you love to be close to God and His people, close to His word, it has this way of spreading itself, just as disease or a virus is spread even through the air. It's invisible, sometimes looks almost miraculous, but its results are devastating. But much more, when it comes to godliness, it is infectious. And it starts in your own family. For it says, His offspring will be mighty in the land. There is the influence upon your children, upon those who are close to you, upon your loved ones, and God promises that they will become those people who are respected and upright, and the generation of the upright will be blessed. And this word blessing means happiness, but much more. It means all the blessings and riches that God can bestow upon a person. It means God's own blessing. Are you one who is busy spreading the blessing, or is it that through you, blessing is being withheld and others are being deprived of blessing? May God help you to be godly, upright, delighting in His word, and to be one who is upright before God.